Chapter 14. At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard of the fame of Jesus, and said to his servants, "This is John the Baptist. He is risen from the dead, and because of this, these works of power display their force in him." For Herod had seized John, and had bound him and put him in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of Philip his brother. For John said to him, "It is not lawful for thee to have her." And, while desiring to kill him, he feared the crowd, because they held him for a prophet. But when Herod's birthday was celebrated, the daughter of Herodias danced before them, and pleased Herod. Whereupon he promised with oath to give her whatsoever she should ask. But she, being set on by her mother, says, "Give me here upon a dish the head of John the Baptist." And the king was grieved, but on account of the oaths and those lying at table with him, he commanded it to be given. And he sent and beheaded John in the prison, and his head was brought upon a dish and was given to the damsel, and she carried it to her mother. And his disciples came and took the body and buried it, and came and brought word to Jesus. And Jesus, having heard it, went away thence by ship to a desert place apart. Verse 13. And the crowds, having heard of it, followed him on foot from the cities. And going out, he saw a great crowd, and was moved with compassion about them, and healed their infirm. But when even was come, his disciples came to him, saying, "The place is desert, and much of the daytime already gone by. Dismiss the crowds, that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said to them, "They have no need to go. Give ye them to eat." But they say to him, "We have not here save 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he said, "Bring them here to me." And having commanded the crowds to recline upon the grass, having taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed. And having broken the loaves, he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled. And they took up what was over and above of fragments, 12 handbaskets full. And those that had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. And immediately he compelled the disciples to go on board ship, and to go on before him to the other side, until he should have dismissed the crowds. And having dismissed the crowds, he went up into the mountain apart to pray. And when even was come, he was alone there. But the ship was already in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. But in the 4th watch of the night he went off to them, walking on the sea. And the disciples, seeing him walking on the sea, were troubled, saying, "It is an apparition." And they cried out through fear. But Jesus immediately spoke to them, saying, "Take courage, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answering them said, "Lord, if it be thou, command me to come to thee upon the waters." And he said, "Come." And Peter, having descended from the ship, walked upon the waters to go to Jesus. But seeing the wind strong, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught hold of him, and says to him, "O thou of little faith, why didst thou doubt?" And when they had gone up into the ship, the wind fell. But those in the ship came and did homage to him, saying, "Truly thou art God's Son." And having crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized him, they sent to that whole country around, and they brought to him all that were ill, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made thoroughly well.